Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful good morning to you. We are looking at the 25th of March here. And as I'm talking with you, it is dropped a little bit. The temperature has dropped here in upper country South Carolina. It's around 41 degrees Fahrenheit. We're looking at some wonderful weather coming in here. I hope it's fine where you are. I think that everybody is pretty much settled that we're pretty much done with the cold weather or the sloppy weather. I came out of Pennsylvania, and right before I was going to speak that night, I came out of the hotel, and to my surprise, there was a snow squall. Oh, it didn't lay very much, but it was a flurry. That was the first time I'd run into that in quite a while, and it was only just a few weeks ago, and I thought, I think we're all just ready for some warmer weather. Hope you're doing fine. My name's Brad Zockel. This is the Questions About Heaven podcast, and as I get going here, I'm back ready to roll into our next circuit, heading on out around the country, and as I am here with you, talking with you on the podcast and having live streams in the morning, which I'm going to roll into in just about 20 minutes or so. Then I wanted you to know the next time I get back into the car, the old Honda CR-V, and get back on the road, is going to be the first Sunday in April. I will be in Tremont, Mississippi, and I'll be speaking at Mount Methodist Church in Tremont, a wonderful historical building. And it is, oh, it's going to be just a wonderful time. The last time I was over in Tremont with the Deer people, I was there for Decoration Day. And if you're not familiar with Decoration Day, I'm going to encourage you to look up the history about that. So, so special. And I was honored to be their guest speaker there. And a dear lady, 96 years of age, asked me to come back as soon as possible. And I think I told you about this. The dear little lady had said, I want you back here soon because I don't have much time. And I was just told about a month ago that this dear lady had entered into the presence of the Lord. She was a true believer in Christ, and it's going to be just a bittersweet time when I go back because I sat with her during our dinner on the grounds in Mississippi, and I look forward to seeing her in heaven one day. After that, after Tremont, Mississippi, that same weekend, Miss Christie, our organizer, has arranged for me to go over and speak in a venue in Hamilton, Alabama, which is just across the state line up there in northwestern Alabama. If you're in the area, please contact me at brad@theheaventour.com, and I'll get you the location. They're still working on a venue there. The last time they had rented out a meeting room, and I believe they're going to do it again. I'll let you know. The next week, I will be in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and this is one of the ventures of our ministry. We are actually going to rent out a room. We have a number of people around there, but we did not have a local church assembly. The group of people, our brother Dennis and his family, other believers, did not really have an established church at the time as they're just moving into the area. And so we're going to rent out the meeting room at the Holiday Inn Express, the business meeting room, Holiday Inn Express in Mount Airy. And I will be speaking at 10 in the morning, and at 3 in the afternoon will be the Q&A time on heaven. If you are in the Mount Airy, North Carolina area, I would so much love to have you there. Joining us, that's going to be in Mount Airy, North Carolina, on Sunday, April 14th. Then, at the end of the month, I will be speaking in Grand Junction, Colorado. Grand Junction, Colorado. Miss Amy is the organizer over in Grand Junction. And there, as a matter of fact, I'm coming in. I'm speaking, it looks like, in a Bible study on Saturday, the 27th, and then also at some church venues on Sunday, the 28th. I should let you know by tomorrow's podcast what that's about. And so, just want to remind you about our website, theheaventour.com. If you'd like to know more about the travels, I'll have them on the travel map. And you can also go on and push in some different phrases that might Maybe if it's come up, something you'd like to know about heaven, and you go and insert those key phrases, keywords in there, and the videos in which I've talked about them, those will pop up for you too. So it's theheaventour.com. So what are we looking at today in a few minutes? I don't have too much time before my class, but I wanted to share this with you because it's very, very important. When we're looking at heaven, we've used different terms, different phrases to describe what heaven and then the new earth beyond, the future, the eternity of the believer is going to be like. And we've used the term for Luke 16, the words of Jesus himself. It's a place of comfort. And Matthew chapter 25, it's a place of joy. Revelation 21 and verse 5, it is a place of newness there. 2 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53, of incorruptibility, and that's repeated in Revelation 21, 27. There is nothing there that defiles, nothing corrupting. It's a place of immortality, Revelation 21, 4. But here's something else. There's a phrase. Listen carefully to the teaching in Romans, and you're going to see something just pop out to you. Listen very carefully as Paul is talking about the entrance into heaven through salvation, and he's talking about the establishment of us knowing that we're sinners, then going on to see what God has done to make it possible for us through salvation to find righteousness. Listen carefully. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Much more. Two words. Listen to verse 10 of Romans chapter 5. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. This phrase, much more, is a great description of heaven. Not just a word, but a phrase, much more. Paulus malon. Paulus malon are the two Greek words. Paulus means many in number, greater in amount. And then malon actually means exceeding. It's pushing this. It's making this into a superior rather than just an established phrase. Much more. Not just more, but much more. Think of Psalm 23. My cup runneth over. It's more than I can handle on this. Now, you're going to see this phrase. Paul uses this phrase numerous times. But here, you're going to see it used much more. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, verse 10. When you go on down to verse 15, you're going to see it again. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, that's Adam's, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, has it abounded into many. So, if the condemnation came upon anybody, but think of the freedom, much more, it's exceeding more. Then you go down, this phrase is used in verse 17. For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in the life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Much more. I love this actual phrase. I am studying this particular phrase and the Jewish parlance of the day, and it says this. This is an argument that is very common in the Jewish debates or presentations. It's from greater to less. Greater to less. It's kind of like this. I've come over to your house, and I've told you, or let's say somebody else, because I don't want it to reflect on me. You have a friend that comes to your house, and you have just received an inheritance of $15 million, tax-free covered, and you are overcome. You're paying off your mortgage. You are setting up all of the financial security you need on this earth. And you turn to this person, you said, you know, you've been a faithful friend. And listen, I just want to give you something very, very special. And I'm thinking you have been talking about, always wanted to save up for that particular car. I'm going to give it to you. Is there anything else that I can give you? And you say, could I have a cup of coffee? And the person starts laughing. Well, of course. If I can afford to give you a car, sure, come on over here. I'll do more than give you a cup of coffee. I'll give you a coffee maker and a year's supply of coffee. Much more. There is so much more I can do from the greater. If I can buy you a car, I certainly can buy you a cup of coffee. Well, that's the presentation here on this. If we have been saved from this monumental penalty of wrath, well, what about entering into righteousness? If all the bad's been taken away, it's been totally defeated, well, then can God take us into a good place? Well, sure. From wrath to righteousness, from the greater to the lesser, God took care of that penalty, the problem of the penalty of sin, and now here is the promise of righteousness. Think about it, and then we take this into the heavenly realm. We are on the old earth. Well, that's one thing. That's wonderful. We've taken that, and if God has taken care of all of the things on this earth to make it so we can live on this earth, how much more will the new earth be? Think about it. We have been able to find victory in this life. This would be the old life, away from the sinful old life, into the newness of Christ still here on earth. Well, what will the new life on the new earth be like? Much more. I love this. When you take a look in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and it tells you this, here's the promise of heaven with the much more phrase, the palus malon, much more. If what was fading away under the Old Testament, all of those promises unto being right, but that's fading away. If that which was transitory, one of the translations says, came with glory, how much more will it be whenever we are seeing what is happening that is permanent? The ESV says this, if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more what will is permanent have glory. NIV says it this way, if what was transitory came with glory, all of those things in the Old Testament which put us right here on earth, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? How much greater? If right now in this temporary world we have peace from God, Philippians 4:7, we have righteousness, we can walk with the Lord, we can have access in prayer, how much more will it be in heaven? New American Standard, for if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory. Do you get the hint about heaven? What is going to remain? If we can see the glory of God right now, here and there, what the Ephesians calls the heavenlies, what will it be like when there's no more hindrance? Much more. And there's much more I'd like to say, but I've got to get running here. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all. We'll be back to our Revelation study here. But remember that phrase, Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, verse 10, verse 15, verse 17, much more. God bless you. Take care. And Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.